And I'm joined on the phone now by Bradley Cooper, new goalie coming in for the Prince George Bruce Kings. Brad, first of all, thank you very much for joining me here today.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. Yeah, thanks for having me.
So new goalie for the Prince George Bruce Kings. As I said, they're coming to into the season, though. You do already have some BCHL experience. You won your first two starts ever with the Langley Rivermen last year. Kind of tell me a little bit about those games and how you think it's going to help coming into this season.
Well, you know, yeah, I got my first two wins. That was pretty nice. I don't know. It was a pretty big experience for me. You know, the first two games, it's a lot different than playing in the CSHL. But I'm not too sure how it's going to be like in Prince George compared to it was in Langley. But I mean, I'm excited to see if it's the same. I think I adjusted well to the BCHL level when I was playing up there too. So I don't know. It'll probably. I'm hoping it works well for me next year, and I'm pretty sure it will. So.
Okay. You talked a little bit there as well about kind of playing for the Bernie Winter Club, split some time last season with Nick Lee in goal. How would you kind of measure your season and how in terms of maybe things went from a team's perspective and also from an individual standpoint?
Well, for the team, I think we did quite well, actually. We weren't as well off as we were last year in terms of the standings. Like last year when I was playing, the year before, I think we were one of the top two teams, and it was pretty well defined. But this year, it was a lot more like each of the teams had their strengths, and we were more of like competing in the league. So we, at the end, we were struggling for a playoff spot actually, and we ended up getting it. And then going into the playoffs, we thought we had a good berth in the playoffs. You know, won two out of three of our games, which put us to the semis, and then we won that in overtime and ended up making it to the finals, but we lost there. So I mean. It was a great year, I thought. I think I definitely stepped up my game, too. Whereas the year before, I mean, it was my first year playing in prep in the year before, and I wouldn't say I was as good as I was this year. I think I improved a lot. And the year before, I also wasn't really much of a starting goalie, as my coaches tell me. But this year, I think I really stepped up and took that spot. And I think I was more of a leader on the team. We had, like, a good leadership group of guys on the team, so... Yeah, I think I definitely improved a lot. You know, it felt pretty great. We won a lot of games that we needed to, especially in playoffs. It was a bummer we didn't win in the finals, but, you know, it happens. So you just got to get over it, you know, kind of build off of that, try and improve for next year. So that's what I'm going to be doing.
So you talked about it's 2 years in the prep or on the prep team for the Burnaby Winter Clubs. Coming to the team, this year with the Spruce Kings, you're going to have Ryan Stack, who was just on your team last year, and from the season before that as well, you're going to have Ethan DeYoung, Ben Poisson, Liam Watson-Braun. How's it going to be kind of for you making the adjustment up to Prince George with so many familiar faces up here?
Well, to be honest, I'm really excited for all that. I mean, I'm planning on building with Ethan DeYoung, actually. So, I mean, that'll be great because I already know him really well. He's one of my best friends, so, you know, it'll be great going up there with him. But all the other guys I'm such good friends with, too. Like, I say I'm best friends with, like, pretty much all of them. You know, I played the Stack this year. He's a great kid. You know, he also played at Hollyburn with me back in like, Bantam and Pee-wee and all that. So I know him quite well. He's also, like, from my hometown, too. So that's quite nice. And Ben and Liam, both great guys, too. You know, love those guys, too. So I think I'm really excited for it, to be honest, because it's not going to be like I'm going in not knowing the team. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I'd be happy to, if I didn't know any of the guys on the team, I'm obviously going to make friends and everything like that. But going in and knowing a couple of the guys, I mean, I already know I have friendships in them. So, I mean, it's quite reliable because I know how good of players they are too and how strong they are. So I'm excited because I think we're going to have a good team.
And then you had the opportunity to come to Prince George for spring camp. What were kind of your thoughts on the city overall? And maybe what have you heard from some of the guys that were like Ethan DeYoung, Ben Poisson, Watson Braun there? What have they maybe kind of told you about the city and about the team?
Well, for the city, I mean, I didn't really get to see a lot of it, but I was staying in the area kind of near the rink. The hotel we were at was great. It was really nice. The rink was quite nice too, actually. I enjoyed it there. The city, I thought it's different than down here in Vancouver. But I thought, you know, it'll be good to be there next year. You know, I'm actually quite excited for it. I hear the weather is quite cold in the winter, which, I mean, it's not that bad down here, but I'm sure I can adjust to it. And it seems like there were quite a few good people from Prince George, too. So that'll be good.
Yeah, not quite as many skyscrapers up here in Prince George as there is mm-hmm. down in Vancouver, hey?
Yeah. You know, I'm excited for that, though, because I feel like I have kind of been engulfed in, like, the sort of city life down here. And so moving up there, it might sort of change me, open me up, see what's outside of the city. So, you know, I guess we'll see.
So you are going to be moving after Prince George, but with the team being in the mainline division, how are you kind of looking forward to being able to play some games closer down to home throughout the season, still kind of be able to have that little kind of close feeling still with your family?
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually, that's probably my favorite part about it, just because it's a sort of a tough idea moving away from home and all that, but I mean, I'm doing it for the right reasons and everything. You know, it's got to be done, and I'm actually really excited for it. But being able to come down here and see them all the time for, like, to have them watch me play games, it's honestly going to be so great, I think. I think it'll be really cool, because I'm going to have my parents come up to Prince George, too, every once in a while, just kind of, you know, see what my living, what it's like living up there, you know, watch a couple of games, maybe. But being able to come down here and have them watch me down here, too, I mean, that's quite exciting for me.
Now, I'm guessing that when you made those first couple starts in the BCHL with the Langley Berman, your parents got to come out and see you play in those games. What were kind of their thoughts on you playing up at that next level?
Well, you know, my dad, he watched my first game, and that was probably my best game, in my opinion, and he thought it was amazing. Like, he thought the speed of the game is a lot different, the atmosphere is a lot different. You know, I'm really glad I got to have him up there for that, so it'll be pretty cool having them out there watching me. I don't know if this is, like, a thing or anything, but I'd love to get them, like, jerseys or something like that with my name on it, you know, just to sort of represent it sort of thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Lots of players with that already this past season, and from what I've seen when working with the team. As a netminder for yourself, what strengths would you kind of have? What would you say you have in terms of strengths in net that fans can expect to see this season?
I think I'm pretty quick. I think that's probably my biggest strength. I like to play aggressive, too. I'm decently tall. I'm not like a 6'5" giant out there, but, you know, I think I fill the space quite well. And so I'd say that's probably some of my biggest strengths. You know, I'm able to make the first stop pretty much every time, and I'm good at getting the rebounds and covering those up, too. So I think my speed and my sort of positional skills in blocking the first shot is probably going to be my biggest strength out there, I'm hoping.
I know for some goalies it's kind of hit or miss, but any goofy game day traditions that you like to do on a game day?
Oh, I mean, I got a couple. I probably shouldn't tell you some of them here, but let's see. I always have to wear the same clothing. Before, I always wear, I have like a game day suit for starters, and when I go to the rink, I wear like all my Under Armour underneath my workout gear sort of before when we're going for warm-up. I always come back into the room early. I got like a little ritual I do in the room. That's probably what I'm not going to tell you, but what else? Right before the games, I always like to listen to music and sort of visualize. I think that's probably the most important part for me, just because it kind of gets my head in the game, gets me focused, and it makes me feel so confident out there. So that's pretty much it, I think.
Okay. And then in this off season, what are kind of some things that you're focusing on maybe right now or looking at focusing on for the rest of summer in terms of improving your play for getting ready for main camp in August?
Well, you know, I want to get faster, even faster than I am already. So I'm going to be working on my legs a lot. Also on ice, I'm going to be working on my glove hand, because that was probably my biggest struggle this year. But, you know, I'm getting a new glove. I've actually tried out a demo set of it, and it felt amazing. And so I'm really excited for that. So I'm going to be working on my glove hand. Like I said, I'm getting new gear, and it's bigger. It's better than my old stuff. So, you know, that should help me on ice. But like I said, off ice, I'm going to be trying to work on speed, leg strength, probably quickness of, like, eye-hand coordination and all that. So, yeah.
Okay, and then kind of on the flip side of that, away from the rink and away from the gym, just kind of for yourself personally with the family, what have you guys kind of got planned for the summer?
I'm going to Washington and New York with my dad and my brother in July, I believe. And we're just going to kind of explore there. You know, I've never really been to either of those cities before, so we're going to check those out, you know, go see what's in New York, see what's in Washington. I hear it's really nice. So probably going to do that. And then I might be going on a sort of grad trip with some of my fellow graduating students down to Mexico. I mean, it's not for sure yet, but it's just an idea. It's a plan, you know.
Okay. Over in New York and Washington, is there anything kind of in particular that you really want to see when you're over there?
In Washington, I'd say probably the museums. I think there's quite a few cool ones that I've heard of there. I mean, I've never really seen them, so I don't really know what to expect, but I've heard there's a bunch of cool ones there. Also, all the sort of, like, political buildings, I guess, like going, I guess, just to see the White House. I think that'd be really cool. And in New York, I don't know, I guess just seeing the sort of city life down there with all the big skyscrapers and everything, the Empire State Building, where the Twin Towers used to live. So, yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Okay, well, that does it for the kind of longer question portion of the interview here. Are you ready to move on to the speed round?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So first question I've got here for you is, what's your favorite school subject?
Math.
Burger or hot dogs?
Burger.
Fries or salad?
Salad.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Well, this one's going to take, give me a second here. I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
Okay, good choice. Favorite NHL player, or I guess goalie?
Carey Price.
Not this season, but next season, who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Next season, I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say Edmonton.
Okay, that's the same answer as the last one I did.
Yeah.
For the players, I've been asking how many games it's going to take for their first goal. That might be asking a little much from you, but how many games do you think it's going to take for you to get your first assist? We'll go with that.
First assist or first shutout? I mean, I'm good with whichever.
Okay, we'll do both then.
Okay, first assist, let's say, not too sure. Those are just kind of happens whenever, so give me like 10 games maybe. First shutout, anytime within the first 5 games, I'm hoping.
Okay, good call there. Favorite kind of pizza?
Hawaiian.
I guess that kind of answers it, but yay or nay to pineapples on pizza?
Yes, very much so.
What's your favorite kind of music?
I like hip-hop.
What was the first concert you went to?
First concert I went to was G-Eazy.
Easy, okay. What was the last place you traveled?
Oh, give me, let's see. I think it was my grandma's cabin on the Okanagan in Kelowna.
Very nice. Usually pass or shoot for the players, but for you, glove save or blocker save?
Ooh. I'm going to go with blocker.
Okay. Squats or bench press?
Squats.
Favorite sport to play besides hockey?
Golf.
And then final question for you down the mainland, Vancouver Whitecaps or BC Lions?
I'll go Whitecaps.
Whitecaps, good decision. Well, that's all the questions that I've got here for you, Brett. Thank you very much for joining me. And
yeah, thank you very much for having me.
I look forward to seeing you in a couple months here for main camp.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you.